Here's another thing about the culture in Hawaii. So there's this, you know, promoting the culture, the old culture of Hawaii. Hey, when Christian missionaries came here, things changed. And I'm not saying that all the Christian missionaries were good that came here, but see, they still brought forth the laws of God here. And things did change. Culture did change. But the people of Hawaii, the people that were here before that change took place, was a polytheistic system of religion. They believed in multiple gods, many deities, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce all the names of these, and I just don't really care to. But they have they also believed in each family considered to have guardian spirits that protected their family. It's kind of like it's just like all the other pantheon religions in the world. They believed in multiple gods, a false creation story, and then just that brought forth a system of religion that was even wicked in itself. So the people of Hawaii believed in heathen gods before the Lord Jesus Christ was ever preached here. And so, and just to like a quick breakdown, again, I'm not going to try to name all these gods because, first of all, I might not pronounce them right. So I don't want to sound too stupid up here. But one breakdown of the Hawaiian pantheon consists of the following groups. The four gods, they have four different gods, and then they have 40 male gods or aspects of God, and 400 gods and goddesses on top of that, and then a great multitude of gods and goddesses on top of that, the spirits, the guardians. And look, I don't understand all of it, and I don't really care to, but one thing I do know is that when culture today is promoting that kind of stuff, it's a dangerous place for the islands to be in. Hey, don't forget why Hawaii kicked all those gods out of here in the first place. And, you know, and obviously I'm sure it didn't happen with everybody, and a lot of the culture still maintained that aspect. But look, what do you think that believing in multiple gods is something that should be promoted here in Hawaii? Absolutely not. Those gods need to leave. Amen. And we need to be thundering forth the fact that it's wicked to sit there and promote that in any kind of cultural thing where they're just saying, well, this is what, you know, they used to believe. And then all of a sudden they start dancing just like they danced back then. They start wearing exactly what they wore back then. They start chanting the things that they chanted back then, as if that's some kind of great part of our culture here. It's not a great part of the culture. It's something that should be banished forever, because God is not going to put up with that kind of stuff. And he thinks it's wicked. And you know what? I think it's wicked. I want to abhor the heathen gods that were in Hawaii before Christians ever came here. Here's another thing that's promoted, these tikis or false idols. And so what is a tiki? Well, it's a wood or stone image of Polynesian supernatural power. That's basically what it stands for. And, you know, those things that you see, they're carved, or, you know, that stuff's done all around the world. It's done all around. It's done in Native American. It's done in all kinds of heathen cultures all over the world. Carving images, making images. You know, it's not something you should have in your house. It's not something that you should promote. It's not something that it's just a cute little tiki. You know what it represents? It's idolatry. And God is not okay with idolatry. That's how a culture will spin down faster than, you know, what does the Bible talk about in Romans 1? How they started to, you know, worship these animals and make images of these animals. And what do you see around the world, all these cultures where God destroyed the place before, is when they start into idolatry and cannibalism and all these other things. So that is something that we need to abhor. We need to abhor idols. We need to abhor carvings of wood and stone, and not just say, oh, they're just tikis. No, they're wicked. Right. And we need to abhor them. God abhors idols. God hates idols. He hates idolatry, and we need to hate it too.